Welcome to El Microscopio, a program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. International Federation of Clinical Chemistry, IFCC. Executive Director, Dr. Hernan Ferres-Tayeb.
Member of the Committee of Evidence-Based Laboratory Medicine of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry.
Organizing Committee, Dr. Maria Montserrat Blanes Gonzalez from Paraguay, Dr. Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico, and Dr. Estela Raimondo from Uruguay.
El Microscopio. A program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry. El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
El Microscopio presents a special program about the IFCC World Lab Congress, Durban 2017, which will be held from October 22nd to October 25th in South Africa, 2017.
El Microscopio, where health professionals can meet over the internet.
We are thankful to the audience. We have more than 100,300 Facebook likes. Let's go for more.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
The Spanish Association of Pharmaceutical Analysts and the Chilean Society of Clinical Chemistry accompany El Microscopio.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Professor Ty Peeler is Congress President and Scientific Program Committee Chair. He's the News Editor of the Communications and Publications Division, CPD, IFCC. Professor Peeler, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about the next IFCC World Lab Congress. We wanted to ask you, when is it going to be and where is it going to be?
It's going to be in October 2017, on the 22nd to the 25th of October 2017, so 22nd to 25th, and it's going to be in South Africa and in a city called Durban, that's D-U-R-B-A-N. So Durban is on the east coast of South Africa. It's on the Indian Ocean, so it's a coastal city. And so that is going to be the host city and venue for the World Lab 2017 Congress.
And how was this beautiful venue selected?
Okay, so it was a long process because six years ago, actually, the venues are chosen about 6 years in advance by the IFCC. And essentially, the IFCC sends out a bid to all countries, all member countries, to host the World Lab Congress. So then what the various countries have to do, if they are interested in organizing the Congress, they have to submit a bid. And the bid has to contain the details of the city where the Congress will be, as well as the venue within the city. So we in the South African Association for Clinical Biochemistry, that's the SAACB, which is the our national society in clinical chemistry, we decided that we should submit a bid to the IFCC because we felt that the Congress had never been held in Africa before. Usually the World Lab is held in countries elsewhere. And we thought it would be a good opportunity for us to try and see if we could bring the World Lab to Africa. And so we submitted a bid. This is Professor Erasmus, the co-president of the organizing committee, and myself. We submitted a bid to the IFCC, and along with 8 other countries, I believe. So it's a bit like, very much like submitting a World Cup football bid. So you submit it with other countries, and then they will look at it, and then the IFCC board takes a vote, and then they choose the country. Now, within South Africa, we have several big cities. For example, Durban is one of them, but cities like Cape Town, for example, Cape Town is a more famous city than Durban, but we felt that we need to also promote other cities in South Africa that are not as famous, but are equally, good cities to have a conference. And Durban is on the East Coast. It's on the Indian Ocean. So it's a very popular tourist destination. And it also has a Congress Center that is suited for this side of the size of a conference, which is the Durban International Convention Center. So the Durban International Convention Center has been voted as one of the best convention centers in Africa. So we thought this would be a good venue. And so when we submitted the bid, we submitted the bid with this venue in mind, with the city of Durban and then the Durban International Convention Center. So that's how we sort of selected the city and the venue for the Congress, because we were bidding from within South Africa. So we didn't necessarily want to use the most, I mean, Cape Town, for example, is the most famous city in South Africa, probably. But if we look at other world labs, for example, the one that was held in Brazil, that was held in Fortaleza in Brazil. And so Fortaleza is not the most famous city in Brazil, but it was chosen by the Brazilian society to host the Congress. So I think that was the idea. So we chose a venue that would be suitable and would also give the delegates a flavor of what Africa is like. So although it's being hosted in South Africa and it's the first time in Africa, we believe that Durban will also provide the delegates with a good flavor of what Africa is like. And so that those are the reasons that we chose the Congress, the venue for the Congress rather.
Sure. And what are the main topics of the ISC World Lab Congress?
So the theme of the Congress is multi-omics and laboratory medicine. So multi-omics means that we are trying to cater for genomics, proteomics, metabolomics. So all the omics topics that are very fashionable and very popular nowadays. So that's the idea, that it will cater for that group, but also look at personalized medicine, which is also going to be one of the main flavors of the Congress. But obviously, these types of Congresses also have topics that are relatively common and are featured in every Congress of this type. So we will have the usual type of topics that people would find of value and interest in the current practice of laboratory medicine. So, you know, things like quality control, standardization of assays, harmonization of assays, education in laboratory medicine, new assay techniques that are coming up. So all of those standard topics are also going to feature, but the overall theme of the Congress is to focus on the omics, as we call it, metabolomics, genomics, proteomics, and to establish how these topics are leading to the advancement of laboratory medicine.
And who can attend this Congress?
So essentially anyone who's working in laboratory medicine can attend the Congress. So although it's an IFCC Congress, but remember that IFCC is the International Federation for Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine. So that means that it covers quite a wide variety of disciplines in laboratory medicine, and that would include microbiology, hematology, immunology. So people from all kinds of disciplines can attend this Congress and will find value in attending this Congress. And also, one has to remember that in laboratory medicine, infectious disease is another big topic which features in diagnostic laboratory medicine. So this will also interest people who are working in infectious diseases, especially with regard to diagnosis and monitoring of infectious disease. And also because infectious disease is a big problem in developing areas and countries such as those in Africa, but also in developing countries elsewhere. So it'll be open to people from all disciplines in laboratory medicine, but as for the types of people, it could be pathologists, scientists, technologists, technicians, students. So all of those groups of people will find great value in attending this Congress and are likely to gain a lot of benefit from attending the Congress.
And when do people have to enroll?
So I believe the, for example, the abstract deadline is in May 2017. So the registration, the registration deadline will obviously follow after that. So anything, so the dates that one needs to keep in mind is May 2017. And obviously there will be, at that point in time, there will be more information available.
Great. And where can we find this information, the updates about the World Lab Congress?
Yes. So the there is a website that has been set up. Now, remember that it's still early days, so the information is quite limited at this point in time. But the website does give information about the venue, the travel arrangements that one has to make. The website is it's www.durban2017.org. So www.durban2017.org. That's the website. It has some information on the dates, for example, the venue, how to get to the venue, and some of the deadlines that will be coming up in terms of the abstracts and the registrations and enrollments. So it has that information there just now. But as we are moving towards the Congress, it's going to be more and more information. So I would advise people to continually consult the website periodically to see what new information has appeared on the website.
Okay, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to say about the Congress?
Anything else? Yes. In terms of the venue, so the venue is as I said, is the Durban International Convention Center. It's a large venue. It has hosted many, many congresses in the past. It was voted one of Africa's best convention centers. It has hosted many heads of state there. It has hosted some very famous political conferences there, including the COP17, which had many heads of state. It's hosted some of the FIFA World Cup gatherings there in the days, you know, when the FIFA conducts its voting, they have their conferences in different parts of the world, and the Durban Convention Center was one of those venues. It's had it was opened by President Nelson Mandela when he was in his early days as a president in South Africa. It has hosted many heads of state, including Queen Elizabeth of England. So it's a very elegant venue, a very well organized venue. It has the ability to cater for several thousand, in fact, up to probably if the Congress was very big, you know, up to probably about 10,000 delegates if those numbers were present. So it's close to, and it's in Durban. And so Durban is close to, is on the Indian Ocean, basically. So the convention center is about 1 kilometer away from the beach side and actually the ocean. And it's one of the most beautiful beach fronts in the world. So it's a beautiful venue for the delegates to attend, but not only for the delegates, but also for the, you know, delegates often travel with their families. So if delegates are coming with their families, their spouses, and their children, there is plenty for them to do while the Congress is continuing. So it's a very excellent venue. It's going to satisfy many people, and people, especially people who are not familiar with South Africa or who don't know anything about South Africa. So it's going to be a very, very good venue to host a congress. And as I've said, it has hosted other congresses in the past. It also has there's one hotel that's adjacent, the Hilton Hotel, which is adjacent to the venue, which is probably going to be which will be the Congress Hotel, and probably will be the hotel that many people will choose to stay because it's next door. But there are other hotels right along the ocean front of the venue. So Durban is really like it's literally like our Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Very similar, but except there's no mountain, but you know, Cape Town has the mountain, but Durban has the beautiful beachfront and the very warm Indian Ocean that one can actually swim in. So yeah, that's what I can say about the venue.
Sure, it sounds very good. All right, well, thank you very much, Professor Pillar. It's been a real pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you very much to Radio Microscopio, and thank you to the listeners.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
We are in El Microscopio on infobioquimica.com.
On Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Argentina and Uruguay time.
At 11 a.m.
Ecuador, Panama, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico time.
And at 6 p.m.
Spain time.
O microscópio.
This is El Microscopio on infobioquimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country. Alberto Barrantes in Costa Rica, Álvaro Justiniano Gross in Bolivia, Ana Leticia Maselli in Guatemala, Carmen Cecilia Almonacid Urrego in Colombia, Cristina Cerveto from Uruguay, Eduardo Aranda in Chile, Graciela Velázquez from Paraguay, María del Carmen Pasquel from Ecuador.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Professor Michael Metz, consultant chemical pathologist at Women's and Children's Hospital, North Adelaide, South Australia. He is the chair of the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Task Force of the IFCC.
Professor Michael Metz, welcome to Microscopio.
Well, thank you for having me.
In this interview, we want to talk about the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress that will be held in Durban 2017, South Africa. Could you please tell us about this Congress?
The Congress will be on the weekend before the big IFCC World Lab Medicine. It'll be held from Friday evening, the 20th of October, until Sunday afternoon, the 22nd of October.
This Congress is held before the IFCC World Lab Congress 2017, both in Durban City in South Africa.
Yes, it is. It's just before the Congress. And we've adjusted the timetable so that one can finish attending the ICPLM and then go directly on to the opening ceremony for the World Lab Conference.
What are the main topics of the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress?
This is a wonderful conference. We actually have a plenary the Friday evening, which is a general discussion of pediatric laboratory medicine, particularly in regard to Africa. Then the Congress itself has a morning and afternoon sessions, and there are three concurrent symposia in the morning. So there'll be a discussion of reference intervals, essential for any pediatric meeting, a discussion of neonates and newborn screening. Then there'll be a discussion of mixed generation sequencing and its application in children's disorders. Additionally, we'll have a discussion of point of care testing, particularly with applications to children. We do have a discussion, a panel discussion of critical values on the first day. These are actually very enjoyable times because critical values, of course, are very important, but most people deal with critical values with adults. Looking at critical values as they apply to children is really a relatively new topic, and it's something that we're particularly doing a good deal with. The other topics will be endocrinology, of course. There would be a wonderful symposium on nutrition and immunology and the role of the microbiome. And because this is a pediatric laboratory medicine meeting, there'll be a discussion of peculiar problems in regard to managing children. Topics such as specimen collection, what sort of things are necessary, and then a discussion of how you can deal with children's specimens in a general laboratory. We'll also have a discussion of bone metabolism. And, of course, a presentation of the oral posters. And that's a long answer, but this is for a very short meeting. There's a wonderful array of things to learn about.
It sounds very interesting. And who can attend this Congress?
Oh, anyone. The one of the real beauties of this conference is that it focuses on children's medicine. I'm sure you and contra going to international meetings, difficulty with languages. My principal interest is children's medicine. When I go to general chemistry meetings, I want to speak children's chemistry, and everybody else speaks adult chemistry. The beauty of this is that most of the people here will be fluent in children's chemistry, so you can talk to not only the speakers, but many of the attendees who will be expert. Now, having said that, the general chemists that I've dealt with that have gone to the meeting have come back really with a greater enjoyment than the pediatric chemists because it's an opportunity for them to learn so much more. And again, you know, even if one works in a general laboratory, virtually everyone does some pediatric laboratory medicine. So who can come? Anybody. Bring your dog. And I guess I could be a little more specific. You know, it could be a little more specific, and this is really, you know, we if you look at the attendees from the past, there'll be pathologists, medically qualified pathologists, there'll be scientists, junior scientists, scientists as well as senior scientists. And in addition, the medically trained non-laboratory staff commonly attend, and of course, trainees in any of the disciplines. So this really is a very welcoming meeting. As an aside, it's not a huge meeting either. So it's the sort of meeting where you can easily meet the attendees and strike up new relationships, friendships, and it's a very welcoming meeting. Okay.
What is the venue of the Pediatric Laboratory Medicine Congress?
Well, the venue is the Elangani Hotel in Durban. I have never been there. I've never been to Durban. But the South African planners, Tahir Pile and Magdalena Terzianica, have both spoken very, very highly of this place as a wonderful venue. And they say one of the drawbacks might be pulling people off the beach.
Yes, Professor Pile told us about that in a previous interview. The ISSC World Lab Congress will be held at the International Convention Center in Durban. These two very important congresses are going to be in Durban in South Africa.
Oh, absolutely. This is very much designed for that.
When do people have to enroll?
No, you can register. Of course, you can register on site at the day of the meeting. We do have early bird registration where there's a discount on the standard registration before the 31st of July of 2017. But you certainly can, you can rock up on the day. We'd be very happy to have you come in. Abstracts, we will ask for abstracts for poster presentations. The deadline for that is the 15th of June in 2017.
And where can we find more information about the Congress?
On the website. The website is www.icplm2017.org. You can also find links to it through the Task Force on Pediatric Laboratory Medicine, which is a task force of the IFCC, through the IFCC websites.
Would you like to make any final comment?
Yes, this is really a special conference. It's really the only one of its kind. I've been practicing medicine for a long time. I hate to say how many years. I've been doing children's chemistry for 15 years. I've looked very hard for ways to learn about children's chemistry. And frankly, it's a little bit difficult. You go to the adult chemistry meetings or you go to pediatric physician meetings, and there will be a little bit of children's chemistry, children's laboratory medicine. The other aspect, too, is you talk to someone who doesn't do pediatric laboratory medicine, and they start saying inborn errors of metabolism and maple syrup urine disease and lysosomal storage disorders. And that's certainly part of pediatric laboratory medicine, but it's, I'll tell you, I do hundreds of sodiums every month, and I might do a handful of lysosomal enzymes. The bulk of pediatric laboratory medicine is really the routine stuff that we do every day. And, you know, if you go to the inborn error of metabolism meetings, well, that's wonderful for discussing mitochondrial diseases. There's very little discussion of how you measure ammonium and what the artifacts are. So this is a really special meeting in that it really deals with routine, day-to-day pediatric laboratory medicine that anybody that has anything to do with kids deals with all the time. The other real beauty of this is really it's a huge meeting in that people attend from all over the world. I don't know the numbers of how many countries were represented in the last meeting in Istanbul, but it's widely attended by people from all over the world. And having said that, it's not a big meeting. So I have, over the course of my time attending this meeting, I have colleagues in pediatric laboratory medicine around the world. And when I have difficulty, I can email them. And these relationships have all been developed at this conference. I'm carrying on a bit, but I can't describe how wonderful this conference is for people that are just trying to look after kids.
Thank you very much. It will be an excellent congress, and we are looking forward to it.
Well, I'd love to see some people from Colombia. I always struggle with the Colombiocli. We'd love to see a bigger Latin American presence in the conference. So I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I'd be happy to meet and greet anybody there.
We're going to do our best to spread this information. Thank you very much for this interview.
Great.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
El Microscopio is presenting the IFCC World Lab Congress 2017. Register in our website www.infobiochimica.com and receive El Microscopio's newsletter with information of new programs and the most relevant news of the week.
What if there was no light? Nothing wrong, nothing right. And what if there was no time and no reason or rhyme? What if you should decide that you don't want me there by your side, that you don't want me there? What if I got it wrong? And no poem or song could put right what I got wrong, or make you feel that I belong. What if that you don't want me there by your side, that you don't want me there in your life? She don't want me there by your side.
This is El Microscopio on infobioquimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country. Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico. José Jara from Peru. Milagros de la Rosa from Dominican Republic. Miriam Aguilera from Honduras. Rafael Calafel from Spain. Mario Chavez Villalobos from Costa Rica. Dante Yáñez from Bolivia. Leverton Ortiz from Chile.
El Microscopio.
IFCC affiliates with Clinica Química Acta, the CCA, as the official journal of IFCC. The IFCC is delighted to be able to partner with Elsevier in agreement that makes Clinica Química Acta the official journal of IFCC. Elsevier has an outstanding reputation as an international publisher in the field of medicine and healthcare, with a huge range of leading titles in both journals and books. This experience will be of benefit to IFCC as we strive to increase our scientific and public relations image at a global level. In reaching the agreement, IFCC was encouraged by the vision and the commitment of Elsevier to advance the quality and impact of IFCC publications. In the years to come, Elsevier and CCA will continue to do their best to facilitate and publicize IFCC activities to enable the Federation to be as effective as possible. As part of this agreement with IFCC, all individual members of IFCC full and affiliate national societies will now be entitled, from the beginning of 2014, to receive low-cost online access to the journal, including archives back to the first issue in 1956. The coordination of this member subscription of $35 per year will be carried out by each society on behalf of its members. More details will be sent shortly to the IFCC National Society representatives.
We are in El Microscopio on infobioquimica.com.
On Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Argentina time.
At 10 a.m.
El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Costa Rica time. This is El Microscopio.
On infobioquimica.org. News. IFCC, the leading organization in the field of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine, worldwide announces that the electronic journal of the IFCC has been accepted by the National Library of Medicine for indexing in Medline PubMed. All issues of the journal will be indexed and searchable, downloadable, citable from PubMed in the near future. Dr. Khosra Wadeli, IFCC Communications and Publications Division's Chair, says this is an important step forward for IFCC as PubMed indexing significantly improve access to EJ IFCC articles and will promote IFCC internationally.
On microscopio.
The IFCC Executive Board has agreed to introduce the IFCC Medal for Outstanding Service, in recognition of sustained service to IFCC by an individual at the highest level in promoting the international practice of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. The first award of the medal will be made in 2017, and nominations are now being sought with a closing date of 31st December 2016. Nominations for the medal should be submitted by the IFCC member to the IFCC secretary by December 31st each year. Nominations should comprise a letter of nomination on headed note paper, which explains the outstanding international contribution made by the nominee, a copy of the curriculum vitae of the nominee.
El Microscopio.
Mexico City hosted the second IFCC symposium on biomarkers in Alzheimer's disease at the Hotel Camino Real Polanco on May the 20th, 2016. It was a top-class conference with more than 70 attendees and an excellent scientific program. In summary, said Dr. Sierra Moore and Dr. Bernardini, that we could say that probably we are on the right path, but we need to talk more and more about dementia disorders and strongly support research and educational programs all around the world. We need to become aware of an actual health problem, identifying properly Alzheimer's disease patients and other pathologies related to dementia.
Thank you.
El Microscopio Agenda, offering courses, workshops, seminars, congresses.
Agenda, the 9th Palestinian Conference of Laboratory Medicine in Ramallah, Palestine, from August the 11th to August the 13th, 2016.
El Microscopio.
58th National Conference of the Hungarian Society of Laboratory Medicine in Hungary, from August 25th to August 27th, 2016.
Agenda. El Microscopio.
The benefits and challenges of point-of-care testing across the clinical spectrum, 26th International CPOCT Symposium in Copenhagen, Denmark, from September 21st to September 24th, 2016.
Agenda.
The SBC, ML and IFCC Joint Symposium in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on September 29th, 2016.
Agenda.
The First Scientific and Professional Congress of Cordoba, Argentina, Congress of Biochemistry, 2016. October the 4th to October the 8th, 2016.
Agenda.
The 2016 Conference of the Association of Clinical Chemists of Nigeria, in Nigeria, in October the 12th to October the 14th, 2016.
Agenda.
The 48th National Congress of Laboratory Medicine, the Patient's Central Role Between Laboratory and Clinical Practice in Torino, Italy, from October the 18th to October the 20th, 2016.
Agenda.
The 10th National Congress of Clinical Laboratory in Zaragoza, Spain, from October the 19th to October 21st, 2016.
Agenda.
The joint meeting of the 3rd Congress of Controversies in Thrombosis and Hemostasis and the 8th Russian Conference of Clinical Hemostatology and Hemorrhagy in Moscow, Russia, from October the 20th to October 22nd, 2016.
This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world. Our correspondents in every country. Stella Raimondo from Uruguay. Fernando Ruiz Cerda from Chile. Montserrat González from Paraguay. Isabel Fierro from Ecuador. José Francisco Valle from Mexico. Oswaldo Ruiz Narváez from Costa Rica. Patrocinio Truecas from Spain. Rodolfo Aquino Cáceres from El Salvador. Microscopio, this has been a special program about the IFCC World Lab Congress 2017.
The team of El Microscopio. Hernan Ferris Taye.
Hernan Ferris Taye.
Silvana Bujan.
Silvana Bujan.
Nicolas Bem.
Nicolas Bem.
Sebastian Zener.
Sebastian Zener.
Belen Landi.
Belen Landi.
And Marcelo Elias.
And Marcelo Elias.